Hello, this is your host, Connor Kane, on the Average Joe Show. In today's episode, we'll be talking about rumors and gossip and how they affect people and affect other people's lives and how they're spread. I'll have two guests on the show today helping me answer these questions about rumors. The first guest is Elizabeth Kane, who is a student at Northridge Middle School. And the second guest is Tori Wilkinson, who is a student at Weibo High School. I picked these two guests because Elizabeth can give us a perspective of a middle school student and rumors and whatnot that goes around the middle school. And then I also picked Tori to see her perspective in the high school standpoint with rumors and gossip and things of that sort. Nicholas DiFonso writes in How Rumors Help Us Make Sense of an Uncertain World, says that rumors are used by people attempting to make sense or to manage risk. With that, I asked the guest the question, have you ever been affected by a rumor or rumors?
No, and if there was, I do not know about it.
Do you think middle school is just rumorless?
No, there's really some rumors that goes around and the people get told, and then that really hurts their feelings and they turn into a different person.
Yes, I have been affected by rumors before.
I apologize for the sound quality of Tori and I's interview. We had to do it through the phone, so that's why it sounds the way it does. Cass Sunstein writes, in Rumor Cascades and Group Paralyzation, once a certain number of people appear to believe a rumor, others will believe it too, which makes me ask the question, how or why did the rumor spread, do you think?
I think middle school is very complex. That means that people are trying to find their place in their friend groups, which someone can tell them something, and then they take it and tell everyone, and then that person that finds out may think it's a very bad thing, and the person that actually told the rumor may think it's a very funny thing, but not to the person that actually got said what it was about.
There was a miscommunication, and certain specific people got jealous, therefore they started talking bad about me behind my back.
John Dorley and Helio Garcia writes in Managing Rumors, one of the defining elements of rumors is that they are not static. So I asked the guest this question. With the rumor that you had just mentioned, how did you get it stopped?
There's really no way to get rid of rumors in middle school because it's always going to be out there. Either the person that found out they had a rumor about them, they can just forget about it, or they need to go to the person that spread the rumor and tell them that they need to tell everyone that it was false what they said.
From each person I talked to, the story continued to grow and get quote-unquote better, with more extreme parts and more impossible assumptions. I went and confronted the person who I knew had created the rumor in the first place, and I discussed with her the situation, and we got everything straightened out, and now we're on good terms.
From the interviews, we learned that rumors can spread through wanting of popularity or jealousy, and rumors affect the person, but also affect the people around them or in the school. And for some, rumors can't be stopped, but for others, all it takes is a confronting. Thank you for listening to this episode of Rumors and Gossip. This has been your host, Connor Kane, and this is the Average Joe Show.